Hello, my name is Mark. Welcome to the Fitness for Humans podcast. This episode, I want to break down fats, dietary fat that we consume every day. And we've kind of already gone through as far as proteins, how much protein and good sources of protein. We've gone through carbs as well, making sure that we focus on healthy forms of carbohydrates and fats. One of the things I want to say for last is because even though it is technically a more important macronutrient than carbohydrates as far as essentiality for our bodily function, so much has been made in the past as far as, low fat, no fat foods, and how those can technically be healthier for you and help you in your weight loss journey. And like I've said before, from a mathematical standpoint, fats are more denser in calories, which is why eliminating fats is a good way to eliminate calories. But unfortunately, fats are an essential nutrient for our body that we must have. Anytime that we're putting together any type of dietary plan for somebody, our main focus is always protein, and then our second most important nutrient that we factor into it is fat. We'll be leaving carbohydrates to be whatever's left after you've gotten your protein and your fat. That's how important fats are. So you've heard me reiterate the importance of carbohydrates, and I rank fats above that. So basically, fats are nutrients that build cell membranes, nerve tissue, and hormones. They're also used for fuel when your body enters ketosis. But one big thing that is important for having fat intake is they help your body absorb vitamins, because so many of the vitamins that are essential for our body are fat-soluble vitamins, and consuming the right amount of fats is going to be something that is important as far as making sure our body gets the vitamins that they need. Now, there are four types of fats: monounsaturated fat, polyunsaturated fat, saturated fat, and trans fats. I'm sure a lot of you guys are familiar with these terms and what each thing stands for, but we're going to break everything down here just to make sure that there's just a little bit more clarity in case there's any confusion. Starting with monounsaturated fats, this should contain 15 to 20% of your calorie intake for the day. These are good for heart health as well as diabetes and weight management. Liquid at room temperature, hardened when chilled. That's how you can kind of tell if it's any type of unsaturated fat, whether it be mono or poly. They're found in olives, avocados, nuts, and seeds. These help you raise your HDL, which is your high-density lipoprotein, without raising your LDL, which is your low-density lipoprotein, which can lower bad cholesterol and help with your blood pressure. So a high-density lipoprotein, the HDL, is what we call the good cholesterol. LDL is what we call the bad cholesterol, and monounsaturated fats are good for helping you raise your HDL, which in turn will help assist lower your LDL, making your heart health much better. Polyunsaturated fats. Now these, you want to try to be in the 5 to 10% range. Now just because it's lower doesn't mean that it's less important. It's just that your body requires less of them to function, but they are equally as important as the monounsaturated fats. Polyunsaturated fats are also called the essential fats. Our body cannot make these. I've said in the past about making sure that we remember that term essential, meaning that our body cannot create it. So, and this is one of those things that our body cannot create. This polyunsaturated fats will help with brain and nerve function, blood clotting, and muscle strength. Liquid at room temperature, but will solidify when cooled, just like the monounsaturated fats. Two major classes for polyunsaturated fats: omega-3 and omega-6. A lot of you guys are familiar with brain health are probably very familiar with those terms as well. Omega-3 is heavy in cold water fish like salmon and herring, tuna, mackerel, but also you can find it pretty heavily in walnuts, flaxseed, chia seeds, plant oils, like soybean oil. Omega-6 is more common in walnuts, safflower, tofu, hemp, and sunflower, and omega-3 is the one that is more essential for the brain health. Okay, so it's something that's always been advertised in a lot of supplements with omega-3s, and making sure that we keep our omega-3 is going to go a long way as far as maintaining overall brain function. Your liver will preferentially convert polyunsaturated fats to ketones, so that's something to remember too. If you're somebody who ever is looking to burn fat, and you're looking for good fat sources that are going to help your body just naturally, and your liver naturally transfer or converts a lot of the fat cells, the fatty acids, into the ketone bodies that are so good for our body's energy. Also common with omega-6s are avocados, eggs, and almonds. Deficiencies in omegas can include inflammation, dry skin, depression, mood swings, fatigue, memory loss, and in severe cases, heart conditions. So something to definitely be aware of there. So now we're going to get into the ugly ones here, guys. Saturated fats. Anytime you're consuming saturated fats in your diet, make sure that this makes up 10% or less of your daily calorie intake. Too much of this can cause some major problems for you guys here. So saturated fats, most common in meats and dairy, also found in coconut, palm, and palm oil and food containing lard, like processed bakery, pies, biscuits, things like that, commonly use a lot of lard or shortening. So make sure that you're aware of that. This is known as one of the unhealthy fats. There are two of them, which we'll jump into. The trans fats is also known as the other unhealthy fat, but this one will be solid at room temperature. And this one will raise your LDL and cause your cholesterol buildup increase, increasing for the risk for heart disease and stroke. So LDL is that, like we said before, that bad cholesterol that our body wants to try to make sure we maintain at a manageable level. Red meats and dairy, guys. This will also increase insulin resistance by slowing the process of blood sugar entering cells because it interferes with insulin receptors. It also slows membrane responsiveness to insulin-mediated actions, meaning that there's been a link between saturated fats and insulin resistance, which ultimately leads to type 2 diabetes. So make sure you're aware of that if you're somebody who's kind of teetering on the brink there. Leads to weight gain by buildup of fatty material in our body. I think that's a pretty well-known fact, but want to make sure that's there in case anybody did not know that. So saturated fats, 10% of our daily calorie intake or less, ideally less. Okay, guys. Now getting to the ugly one here, the trans fats. Okay, 0% is recommended for your daily diet on trans fats. That's how bad these are for you guys. Okay, now these are still available. Why they're still available, I'm not sure, but there are a lot of times that are still available in processed foods and oils. It's formed through a process that adds hydrogen to oil, making it solid at room temperature. This is done to give products a longer shelf life, which is why they do this. So it's called hydrogenation when it comes to like oils and shortenings and things like that. The shelf life is what they're going for when they do this. They not only raise your LDL like saturated fats do, but they will also lower your HDL, which is the exact opposite that you want to do when you are dealing with your cholesterol. So my advice to this would be to avoid, obviously, processed and packaged bakery, anything containing shortening, margarine, ghee products that have been known to be very high in trans fat, fried foods, obviously, and frozen pizzas, because they're made with a shortening that contains trans fat, the dough is. So things to be aware of there if you're looking to avoid trans fats. It wouldn't be a bad idea to cut some of these things out. One of the things that's coming to light right now is that, you know, you're better off to eat butter and, you know, some of the more natural fatty things that we've been kind of told to steer away from. You know, in the past, they've said, you know, margarine is healthier because, you know, yada, 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 whatever reason they gave us. And coming to light now that is absolutely not the case, because our body recognizes butter as food. Even though butter does have its negative effect on our body, it's nothing compared to what margarine can do to us long term. And not just margarine, but processed and hydrogenated seed oils, plant oils, things that they go through that hydrogenation process to extend shelf life so that they're able to sell it to you, and then it lasts in your pantry a lot longer. So let's recap the episode, guys. Know your fat sources and try to balance, okay? You want 15% of your daily calories to be from monounsaturated fats and 10% of your daily calories to be from polyunsaturated fats, okay? The other two are non-essential whatsoever. But if you are going to include saturated fats into your diet, 10% of less of your calorie intake should be from that, and zero from trans fats. Okay, guys, we've gone over the breakdown as far as everything, as far as the health risks and benefits of all these oils. So it should be pretty clear as to why trans fats is a zero. Okay, and focus on your omega-3s and omega-6 intake for brain, heart, and muscle health. Okay, I think we all could use a little bit more of that, and omega-3s and omega-6 are nothing but your friend when it comes to that area. So hopefully this has been beneficial for you all. Until next time, so long.